from the trenches of thought and free speech. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, March 26, 2019, and here are three big things you need to know. Three, the creepy porn lawyer, the guy who was on CNN, MSNBC, and other places scores of times attacking the president for his ties to Stormy Daniels, has been arrested and charged with trying to extort $25 million from Nike. And that indictment comes days after Trump was exonerated. Two, Democrats are circling the wagons. No better way to have a circular firing squad, I guess. The calls for endless investigations and, of course, impeachment haven't slowed among many of those panicking on the left.
He's been saying no collusion, no collusion, no collusion. This is not the end of anything.
And number one, the president and his team are enjoying the incredible vindication of Special Counsel Bob Mueller's report. No collusion, no conspiracy, and no obstruction of justice. It's a great day to be part of Trump's world. It's also time to tell the truth.
There are a lot of people out there that have done some very, very evil things, very bad things. I would say treasonous things against our country.
And they're not just politicians, by the way. They're also in the media. You know, I didn't say this yesterday because I thought it would be too boastful. It'd be akin to gloating, and maybe it is gloating. But when I think about the media, and I watched again yesterday, I watched with fascination, morbid curiosity of what was going on in MSNBC and CNN as they wheeled out John Brennan and James Clapper and all these other discredited fools. And all I could think to myself was, and then I thought, excuse me, I had a moment. Because that's what I thought. As I'm watching these fools, as if the sheer embarrassment isn't enough because they have no shame. They have no shame at all. They've just been handed their backside in a classic, unequivocal, stunning takedown. Whoever referred to Russian collusion as this generation's WMDs is exactly right. WMDs in Iraq, that's why we're going to go to war. We're going to do this, and it's all there, and all the intelligence agencies agree, and suddenly there's nothing there. And all of this about Russia, and the New York Post did a brilliant layout of Mueller madness, right? It's in today's paper. It's brilliant. And it has the brackets of cable, print, network, and the Twitterati as to who is the most deceitful, who's the biggest loser. It has people like Rachel Maddow, you know, nonstop collusion rants, one after another. But let me tell you something. MSNBC is dead. How could anybody? Well, you know, I watched for amusement yesterday. Ah, these people are, they're too much. They're just too much, right? Anyhow, so I watched, and you see that they continue on trying to thread the needle. They're trying to put Brian Stelter and get him to thread a needle. It's an awfully big needle, I realize. You know, the little guy from CNN who's allegedly their media critic or whatever, going out there talking about what a fine job CNN has done from the beginning. I mean, how delusional are you, really? Take a moment, get your medication, and come on back to the room, Brian, because clearly you are completely disconnected from reality. But Rachel Maddow, the big losers on all of this, the biggest loser of all is the media. The American people that were lied to, but the media. I was talking, this is a serious story now. A guy that I know real well here at the cluster, at the fortress of freedom here, where we talk about all sorts of things. Under this roof, there are six different radio stations at the Fortress of Freedom. And one of these gentlemen is a guy that I've known for a long time. We didn't really get along at first, but we get along very well now. We've gotten to know each other. We have a great sense of humor. He is a far-left progressive, right? He's a far-left progressive, and I talk to him, and I take his temperature sometimes, and we have serious conversations because, for me, it's research. And because I want to know, okay, you're not a bad guy. Why do you think these things that you think? And so we had a serious conversation about what's going on the left. And I made a comment to him in passing in the hallway about, are you colluding with me? And he goes, well, there is no collusion. I said, yes, well, I've heard that. He goes, I said, now what? He goes, it's unbelievable. After all of this, it's totally unbelievable that none of it was true. And he's not saying it to say that he still believes or he's hanging on to something. No, he's totally sober about it, totally come to terms with it. There's nothing there. Donald Trump has not done nothing wrong. So I said, do you have a minute? So we went into his office and we spoke for a few minutes, several minutes, in fact, about everything that the left is putting forth, whether it's the collusion deal. I said, do you want to go any farther on that? He said, there's no place to go. There's nothing else to discuss. And then I asked him about raising taxes and so forth. And he said, you know, for a long time, as a lifelong progressive, and that's how he described himself, as a lifelong progressive, one of the things I've always been able to hang my hat on is the fact that the Democrats always, to me, seem to care more about the poor and the unfortunate and those that needed help. And he goes, you know, normally they would lift those people up. He goes, I don't see that anymore. And he goes, and in fact, I see Donald Trump doing as much or more by improving the economy and creating other opportunities for people than I've ever seen the progressives create and do. And I'm like, really? And then we got to the really sticky issue, and that is the issue of late term third trimester abortions. And he said, I can't support that. He goes, I'm not generally a one issue voter because I'm really struggling. He goes, I'm a lifelong progressive, and I am struggling to find any reason to vote for Democrats in the upcoming election. This is the kind of thing that continues to reinforce with me the complete disconnect of traditional Democrat voters from the Democrat Party that has completely alienated them. And we went through the laundry list of things that face the Democrat Party and the things they're talking about, whether it's the failed efforts on Russia collusion and trying to create something that didn't exist, the economy that's doing well and treating him well, and the fact that taxes have been lowered and is creating more opportunities for more people, the fact that so many in the Democrat Party are willing to terminate live children up to the moment of birth that doesn't sit with anyone. We laughed about the idea of lowering the voting age to 16, which he thought was absolutely outrageous. Packing the Supreme Court felt the same way. And through this conversation, he kept saying, Steve, I'm struggling because I am a lifelong progressive. I'm a lifelong Democrat voter, and I'm struggling to try to figure out how I can possibly vote that way in 2020. He said, and don't get me wrong, there are a lot of things that I have moral problems. I have moral misgivings about Donald Trump. There are so many things about him that I don't like. And he goes, and I'm struggling anyway because there are so many more things now about the Democrats I don't like. Let me tell you something. There is a change coming. There is a profound change coming in November of 2020 if this persists. And I believe it'll persist because Adam Schiff and Nadler, little Jerry's Nadlers, will continue to push a narrative that has been proven completely false and vindicated the president after almost 2 years. Hey, welcome to it. It's Tuesday. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. How did DTE help the owner of Daybreak Salon cut his bill and blow away his clients? With a few tips from us, like installing T5 fluorescent fixtures, dimmable LEDs, and Energy Star rated washers and dryers, he saved 25%. And he made his space more inviting, too. Let DTE help you and your business. Get more energy saving tips at dteenergy.com/save now.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
That moment, we arrived on the scene.
The storm had nearly destroyed the area.
This was our own community.
Friends, family, people we grew up, went to school with, we were there to help.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
They made it down to the storm cellar, but the house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had chainsaws going, and we had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Right here, close to home, in my state.
It was one of those life-changing moments where I realized I am making a difference in these people's lives and mine. I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
You can serve part-time and be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.